share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Following the Prime Minister's announcement on the list of relaxed SOPs over the weekend, fully vaccinated parents wanting to cross the district or state to meet their children below the age of 18 years are encouraged to obtain a permission letter from the police before traveling. Long-distance couples that are fully vaccinated and allowed to travel inter-district and interstate to meet their spouse are also advised the same. The director of Bukit Aman's Department of Internal Security and Public Order, KDNKA, Datuk Zainal Abidin Kazim, said that despite it not being stipulated to obtain a PDRM permission letter at this stage, they were advised to obtain the permission letter to expedite the journey, as reported by Barita Harian. He explained that the permission letter would help parents or long-distance couples if the purpose of their trip is questioned by the authorities or security forces other than PDRM, namely, the Malaysian Armed Forces, ATM, or the Malaysian Volunteer Department, RELA. PDRM officers at roadblocks will definitely question the purpose of their journey and check the digital certificate of the two doses of vaccine in my Sagittara application, and whether or not the criteria set out in the SOPs are sufficient, he emphasized. For illustration purposes only, it is also important to note that individuals are considered fully vaccinated 14 days after their second dose of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Sinovac, and 28 days after one dose of CanSino and Johnson & Johnson. Make sure you are fully equipped before you start traveling. Read also. Here are all the documents you need to visit your long-distance spouse and children. Source: MKNL Facebook Source, MKNL Facebook Source, New Straits Times. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.